Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming out. It is Thursday, October 24th, 2019, and I'd like to call the meeting of Forest State Montessori Academy Board of Directors to order. Let's start with roll call. We'll work our way left. I'm Dwayne Sims.
Sarah Stubb.
Natalie Marciani.
Becky Phillips.
Jed Donahue.
Mike Riley.
Courtney Fox.
Megan Newberry.
Angela Anthony.
And thank you, everyone, for coming out this evening. Of course, as you know, we've got some other non-business affairs waiting for us when we leave here, so we'll make sure we try to keep this quick, but of course, thorough. No public comment of record. We didn't receive any via the email portal for the board, and we don't have any guest public here today for comment, so we'll move forward from there. Hi, Lorraine. So I'd like the record to reflect Lorraine Holland, our board director here, is arrived. It is, and I forgot to mention the time, but called to order at 6:05 p.m. So we'll jump right in. You hopefully have your packets with you. The approval of the September 26, 2019 public, and I'll also make a note to say the executive session minutes as well. We'll approve both in one shot. All right, so hopefully you've had an opportunity to become familiar with them already, but if not, I definitely would like to entertain a motion to accept them, a second, and then we'll go into any questions, comments, or concerns around them. So have we a motion on the either set of minutes?
I move both.
Thank you, sir. Do we have a second?
Second.
Lorraine Holland with the second. Thank you. Mike Riley offered the motion. Any questions, comments, or concerns around either set of meeting minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Abstentions? None noted. Motion carries. Thank you very much. So we'll move right into our committee reports then. I'll start with finance, and we'll turn it over to our head of school in lieu of our treasurer, Zeke Allison.
Do you have the September monthly reporting package? Just highlighting the revenue section. A couple of the items that are listed as received this month. The school safety and security grant is allocated to front entry improvements. Just that was what it was written for. So we'll be doing some improvements to the functioning of the doors in the front of the buildings. The other one there that you see is that expansion grant that came in that we received earlier. Has now landed in our bank account, as has the reimbursement for prior construction that we did with the bond proceeds. So there's a couple kind of key ones to highlight that we had been looking for or that are unique to this month. Any questions on any of the revenue items? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, just on the school safety and security. You said that's to the entrance. Is that one building, both buildings?
It is focused on the lower school.
Lower school. Mm-hmm. And is it specific to doors, or can it be for beautification?
It cannot be beautification.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's specific around safety and security of the front entryway and the vestibule there, right, to ensure that everything is functioning at a high level, that their timing is right, that if there's any improvements that need to be made to the function of those items, that we do that.
Awesome. Okay. I'd only ask that if you can share with us the work that's going to actually be performed. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Yep.
Just as a matter, doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Next board meeting.
Yep. Yep.
Just so we know what's on the scope of the work.
Yes.
It'd be great to be able to speak
yeah.
to that.
Yeah. Most of it is the outside doors. Mm-hmm. Have not been.
Those automatic doors.
Yes.
About, right?
So when the weather changes, they stick. Their track does not operate 100%. And so we do a lot of work on them as the seasons change. And we want to make sure that those doors are in prime operating condition so that they're closing quickly, they're opening quickly, all that good stuff. So that's really the number one. And that's a pretty extensive job.
Sure. Buildings, yeah.
Yes. And then beyond that, we're going to look at the interior doors to see if there's any improvements that we can do to those. But it'll depend on the final bids around the outside doors as a priority item.
Appreciate
yep.
it. Thank you, Courtney.
Yep. Anything else around revenue? The other item that you'll see eventually in revenue is that we have started to look at the local revenues. So the local revenue is based on what the district spent the previous year. All but one school district increased their per pupil spending, which means our local funds that come in are much higher. And we anticipate that to be over $100,000 in excess revenue right now. So we'll have final numbers on that soon. But based on the actuals we're seeing, like I said, that everybody else increased, which means we increased.
That's on, just to be clear, that's on top of what we have in the
projected budget. Yep. Yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't show up there yet, but just as kind of a coming item. And then the items around expenses are pretty straightforward. And the general items are pretty straightforward as well. So you'll see that we've started to receive, the local revenue has been determined. And like I said, we're just waiting on those final numbers, but it will be, it could be upwards of definitely over $100,000 and then more. And then all of the other items are there.
And just to reiterate, that would be unrestricted monies.
Operational dollars.
Operating dollars.
Yep.
I just want to clarify if there's any questions.
Yep. And then we've also put our money into the building reserves, and the summer pay reserves are all fully funded as well.
Excellent.
Yep. So that's September.
Excellent. We'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes, the second, and then we can go into any questions, comments, or concerns in addition to what may have been expressed already. Do we have a motion on the floor for the minutes?
So moved.
Excellent. And do we have a second? That's Jed Donahue, by the way. Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Phillips. Thank you both. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Remember, we're talking about September 2019 monthly reporting package for posting to the school's website and approval of such. Hearing none, thank you, Courtney, very much. Appreciate this. This is all great news, you know, to see the financial impact of the year's worth of work. around some of these things, and obviously the administration's diligence in grant writing and time and energy spent to that effect. And obviously it's always nice to get a nice surprise of extra revenue from local sources too. Again, this is all going into, large majority anyway, it's going into operating dollars so you can continue to provide great programming and increase resources for the school and our families and our students, right? That's the end game. So with that, we have motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any opposed? Abstentions? None noted. Motion carries. And we can go ahead and approve this report. And post this report to the site. Thank you very much again, Courtney, you and the team. I'll jump into development. And so I know our development committee was able to meet last week, I believe, or 2 weeks, because last week, it's all running together, Becky, I'm sorry. and I heard it was a great meeting. So I'll turn it over to you to report out to the team on what transpired. Thank you.
So we had our full committee, except for, I think,
I was ready for
that
6.
We were done that
far. Yeah, no, that was fine. We just tried to talk through what some of our thoughts were for the next fundraising event that we had talked about. Some of the goals of our committee and the board versus what the PTA will be doing, and trying to determine, you know, where those things overlap and how we can kind of take responsibility for fundraising, you know, what we need to fundraise for and not step on PTO toes.
Stepping.
So I think we were all in agreement, and Courtney also texted me today that she's in agreement that we should definitely do something with the fundraising event in the springtime. We thought that the March, the month of March was a good time to do it, and we just needed to determine, you know, what is our greatest funding opportunity. And if we can identify that, then that would be the basis for the event. So we had planned to reach out to Courtney Fox to see where the specific funding needs were, because the 5-year party was, you know, celebration of the 5th year. But for this event, we need something specific that we want to rally the community around. So I think that was the first question that we need to have answered before we determine what that event looks like. And then the second question would be, you know, where can we host it, and how quickly can we get that determined so that we can then get the information out to the community to help us support the event, because we'll need sponsorship and we'll need the funding to even host the event. So those were kind of the overall steps. Am I missing anything else that we talked about? Yeah, so we just need to have brainstorming with you, Courtney, and see where you think the opportunities are. And then also the biggest thing I think we all had thought would be really great is if we could host the event here at the school. I know that we had talked about last year's event being hosted here, but there were some issues with, you know, the logistics of it, and we just want to talk through that.
When you guys talked through that, where were you thinking? I mean, did you get that far in terms of what that looks
well,
like?
Well, I mean, we would want to utilize, obviously, the biggest space is the gym, I think, and then we would try to utilize the other rooms around it, depending on how we formatted the event.
Yeah.
But we do think that it's important to have food and beverage there, because it's, you know, that's one of the big ways that we can fundraise money and get people's wallets opened up to support us. So that was a big component of it. I mean, we weren't opposed to looking elsewhere, but I think that the idea is that if we can focus on really highlighting what the school offers and what we look like and letting people see where their dollars are going, that would have a really a greater impact as opposed to hosting it in a space that people, you know, may not know or be familiar with. So that's where we were.
So follow-up meeting to come, I would imagine, to try to nail some of that down after we have an opportunity to obviously bring Courtney Fox into the high school, into the loop, so we'll get that feedback,
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, and the one comment I would add to that, where the idea for it being here was developing the ideas around the tradition of giving, mm-hmm. now that we have moved into, like, FSMA 2.0, if you will, mm-hmm. so that we can really showcase what the giving is for, as opposed to, you know, when we were in capital campaign mode and things of that nature. And I think the other big takeaway that you guys talked about too was, you know, strategically using an event like last year for big things like capital campaign or 10-year celebration, and what does scope and scale look like in the years in between. So
right.
I think that was kind of where we funneled at the end, if you guys agree.
Yeah, I think to keep us at the front of everybody's mind by having an event. It doesn't need to be the scale of the 5-year, because obviously that was a celebratory event, but we can continue to have that, just keep that in people's minds that every year there's a fundraiser, it'll be sort of different, and we'll be able to manipulate it however we see fit, but mm-hmm. just to get those, and also to kind of use it as a fundraiser too, even
right.
if, you know, our goal, I know, is to raise quite a bit of money, and that can be a little bit challenging trying to live up to what we did last year if it's not as great of a scale. But I think just letting people know about us, too, is important with that event. So.
And any conversation around establishing, reestablishing, reactivating, whatever the terminology would be, the annual fund, so there's this continual year-round spirit of stewardship and how what that looks like and how we establish that.
Was there any conversation about that? I mean, we were trying to figure out where this event falls in terms of how it would coincide with the annual fund. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that we came up with like a solid timeline for that. We had talked about doing something in the fall and in the springtime as far as an appeal goes. And then seeing how this would kind of fall into that and seeing if we can tie it together but not overwhelm our families. So I think we need to talk through that more, because the greatest thing was thinking like, all right, we're already in October. If we want to host this event in March, we would ideally like to get the information out to the potential sponsors in, you know, next month, if before the holidays. So we're kind of on a time crunch for that.
Well, and maybe, and this is for that meeting, but maybe we flip it on its head then. If we're going to focus on the event to really kick off the second, you know, the FSMA 2.0, if you will, then that's where you launch it. You know what I mean? Maybe that's, we do it kind of reverse engineered.
Right.
Launch the annual fund. And this year, we're kind of in between. You know what I mean? Like, there may be a way to work it so that that's a launch pad for it.
We talked a little bit about what that annual appeal, what we've done in the past and what it looks like, and I was saying how I've had a lot of experience in that. I would like to see it and revamp that, or not to say that it's bad because I haven't seen it, but take a look at it and see what we can do.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
So. We have a lot more stories to tell than when we started.
Yeah. Well, I'm speaking of that too. This is sort of related to that, but Courtney gave me the thank you postcards we wanted to send out. So we acknowledged all the sponsors from the event. So I don't know that we necessarily need to use this as a thank you for that event specifically, but it's more of just a stewardship piece. And she printed out, I don't know how many are here. But the thought was that we would personalize these, whether or not it's to an organization that you know personally or just coming from a board member to an organization to say, you know, thank you very much for your support. Stay tuned for the great things we have coming up. So if anybody wants to take a bunch to sign off on, or at least just say thanks so much, just to keep it generic. But I think having a board member's signature on it would be really helpful. So I'll pass them out if you guys want to do that. And then I don't know if Courtney had wanted to collect them before the end of the night or if she can come back and get them. I don't know.
How do you know who they're... Sorry.
So it can just be... That was what I was thinking. If we just say it in general, like, thank you so much from Becky, not necessarily to a certain organization.
Gotcha.
But if you do have a personal relationship, then by all means, address it that way. But I think just as a general thank you from a specific board member, I think looks really nice if we can do it that way. So we can just pass them around.
I just don't know, like, the address offhand. Like, is that something I should mail?
We'll collect them after you sign them, and then I think Courtney was going to mail them out based on the database.
Okay,
yeah. So you don't need to know the address or anything. It's just basically adding your signature to it so that we have a...
So you want them all signed tonight?
Yeah.
Just sign a handful of them, and then that way we can mail them out with a signature on them. But if you have a specific sponsor or somebody that you know you want to send it out to, then in that instance you can personalize it.
Yeah, there's going to be a few I'll probably need to.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can, if you wanted to just hold on to them and not give them back and then have them sent out on your own, then I'm sure that's fine too. But I think Courtney was planning on sending them out.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
so we'll be in touch.
Good. Becky, thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Reporting. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm happy to come to development. I really enjoyed being part of development in the past, so I'm happy to be involved with development again as we move forward.
Excellent.
You were camping.
To the next committee report, governance. Lauren Holland, I know the team met last week, and so if you don't mind reporting out on the results of that meeting. Thank you.
So the governance committee, which is comprised of myself, Janine, and Sarah Nagel, met on Monday, previous Monday. And my apologies, I was supposed to type up the summary, and I did not yet, so I'm working off memory because the notes are on my desk. So we were also joined by Angela Gillen at the meeting. So some of the things which I was writing that we discussed, we talked about a lot of ideas, but the ideas try to focus on maybe 2 to 3 goals for this year. And one of the big things is trying to get like a form letters prepared for the annual meeting for the election of the directors. So like the teacher director, the parent director, and even the at-large directors. So we're just going to, see what we have currently, and then also get a process of like, you know, at this point is when the letters should go out, and at this point is, you know, when we let people know that they have to get everything in to us by. So that's one of our goals. And also on that same topic, we want to at the annual meeting set the number of directors for each year, because the bylaws has a range. So to avoid quorum issues, as opposed to saying, you know, we have, I forget what the maximum is, but hypothetically if it's 12, so if we don't have 12, we don't want to have an issue where it's like, you know, we need 7 people for every meeting. So just we want to set the number at the end of the annual meeting each year, which Janine said she can draft a resolution in order to do. Another thing we discussed was the succession plan or transition plan for the board leadership, but just more like grooming the current members of the board to take positions, or also to get an idea of what everyone does. So I think at some point we'll ask people to be clear on all their duties and just more, I guess, groom other people for different leadership roles within the board. And I think there was a mention, and I might get the name wrong, but you said DPAS had like a training.
Yes,
that Dwayne attended, and I think it's in regards to the evaluation process for head of school.
That's correct. Cool.
Yes, so the state has some new rules, so Dwayne attended the training, and Megan and Courtney are attending, and Sarah's going to see if she can attend the one, I think she said it's November 20th or
22nd.
So that's all I remember at the top of my head.
No, that's very pretty good. Great memory, actually.
Yep.
That is the gist of what we discussed. And it was a really productive meeting. As you can see now, as we begin to formalize, you know, just kind of move away from being this growth mode and as a board and as a school, and just getting to more sustainability going forward. That's just these kind of organizational structure, housekeeping type of items. We just want to make sure they're buttoned up. So that's really important.
One of my go-dos off of the meeting was to check with Megan, because she just organized the toolbox over the summer, to see if you had seen in there a template for meeting committee meeting agendas and meeting notes, so that everybody's were kind of similar. We had one at one point in time, but I wasn't sure if you saw that when you were doing your cleaning up and organizing.
I don't recall, but I could draft that
would be
easily.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
That way everybody kind of is reporting back similarly and has a framework to work within. I think it'll help all the committees to just move forward, and when we're reporting out, everybody will be kind of, you know, this is what we talked about, here's the action points, path forward, that kind of thing. So we'll make sure that gets out. Thank you
Lauren, appreciate it. All right, let's jump right into the next bullet point. Sorry, that's right there. First State Montessori Web Monitoring Report. So I briefly touched on this, but you all, it's included in your package. Excuse me. This is a follow-up from last month's board meeting discussion. So as I mentioned, and as you'll see in the email, that we don't have the report available for us right now. It should be available by the end of the week, if not early next week. And then there was the other question raised around the NA designations on certain categories, and we did get a response that the state doesn't require our accountability coordinator, I guess is the term, it doesn't require that those things be investigated. So I did have a follow-up just to make sure that we know who the appropriate parties are responsible for that at the State Department of Education. Again, just so we're informed and we know where to go should we have any follow-up questions around that. Monitoring report becomes available, we'll make sure we circulate it post the meeting, just so you have it for your records as well. Okay. Any questions at all around that open item? All right. Seeing none, we'll jump right into Courtney Fox. If there's anything that you wanted to touch on with respect to head of school report.
Just a couple big events that happened this month were the vocabulary parade.
Yes.
So our community came out. It's kind of our first big community builder with the neighborhood, with our families, with kids. So that was last week. That was 2 weeks ago now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then last week, no, sorry, that was last week. This week we had our first Watch Me Work Day, which is what we consider a parent education event for families to be in the classroom, seeing what kids are doing, just to start to, you know, inform them and educate them around Montessori, around how the classrooms function, around what that looks like. So we have really high attendance on that as well. And then kind of the third layer of that happens next week with parent-teacher conferences. So very strategically kind of layered of like a community builder with everybody out and celebrating and starting to get to connect with each other. And then they get to be in the classrooms and seeing it all happen. And then they get a chance to sit down one-on-one with their child's teacher and start to talk about it. And they back up 3 weeks in a row, so that people are really getting a chance to kind of be here and be a part of what's going on. So that is, those three pieces are happening right now. And the other one that I do want to acknowledge is one of our teachers is a finalist for the Presidential Science Award, which is a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So Liz Plant, our middle school science teacher, has been named as a finalist, so she is one of three finalists. that they will compete to determine who becomes the Delaware representative for that, and that's a huge honor.
How do they compete?
It's based on their portfolio and their
recommendations.
No, but so then those three candidates are then looked at in isolation. So there's like a whole slew of candidates that are looked at, and they identify the top three, but they don't rank them. And then from that, they determine ranking about that with that.
And also the cool contribution on the global education scene.
Earlier this week we had a group of teachers from Saudi Arabia come and tour for St. Montessori. So it's a group of teachers that are here on an immersion project. They come and study for a year in the United States. And they've spent the first 6 months learning English, and now they're starting to visit schools. So First State Montessori was selected to be one of the ambassadors for them this week. And so they brought about 10 to 15 of their best education experts here, and were able to be in our classrooms, and were so impressed with what we were doing. Some of them even like went on Facebook and commented about how impressed they were with what they saw here and what they want to bring back. And it was really cool to just see this kind of, like you said, this global, this thought of like, they're now going to be teachers all over the world who know about First State Montessori and what we're doing here. Like, that's kind of big.
That's
like,
really big. It was awesome.
Yeah. And so it was kind of like a really neat moment where we were realizing, I know they were in Sarah's classroom a ton and Natalie's classroom a ton, and just the thought of that, right? Like, this is something that they're going to take back, and they were all like, because they have to design a project, and they were all like, we're already thinking about projects that we want to design based on what we saw here. So impacting locally has been huge for us, but it was an opportunity to impact on a much greater scale, which I think we don't know the length to what that's going to go yet, which was kind of cool.
Just one comment to what you were talking about too, Courtney, in terms of traditions that the events that you just talked about, also how our families here are really involved. So on Watch Me Work Day, it's become a tradition now that the PTO aligns the book fair with Watch Me Work Day, so that families have the opportunity to not only learn in the classroom together, but then visit the book fair together as a family. It becomes a family event, and that's what kicks off the book fair every year here. But further than that, it takes learning home that they've chosen together. So it's a really nice way, with it being the first event of the year, for PTO to also kick off the first event of the year and kind of make those bridges to learning. And then next week, when conferences are going on, there is a luncheon that's prepared for the staff by all of the parents. All donations come in to make sure that they are cared for while they are informing all of the parents of FSMA. So a lot of really nice traditions of care and learning that we are used to doing here. So they become, you know, it might seem almost like to take for granted, but they're really important, and they're really nice ways to kick off the year with everybody being involved. So we appreciate how everything is built. As a board member, I do. As a parent, I do. As a leader of an organization, I do. But I think it starts the year off in such a way that people are excited to be together and see what their kids are learning and doing, and also to be involved in taking care of the community here. So thank you for how it's structured.
And so all these great things that are happening lead also to, I think, other great things. So one of the other great things that happened this month is that we had someone come forward to sponsor all of the materials in the new engineering labs. So Buccini Pullen came through with a gift to allow us to outfit both of those spaces with materials. So we were able to bring them around and tour them as well. So lots of people in here seeing great things happening and celebrating along with us.
Yeah, it was a good, very nice to meet the gentleman who came by to represent BPG, and happened to bump into another representative of BPG that same day, actually after the evening. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the point is that we never know, right? You know, we have to, as board members, be out and about, talking about the school, bringing people from our networks to the school for tours. You know, there's still people who don't know that we're here, even though all of those buses are out front every morning and every afternoon. So that's very important. Set up a tour, it takes, you know, X amount of time out of your day, one day out of the month, or whatever the case may be, and you never, ever really know where it will turn into. Just to echo the sentiments on feedback around this setup, Vocab Parade, we had press around that as well, not only for the city of Wilmington, and the mayor's website and the city's website, but also WDEL was out here as well. It was on in the paper, so great time there. Watch Me Work Day I just got some great feedback from a client today. I'm sitting in there, he's got a son here. I didn't bring it up, he brought it up, you know, and he says, oh, by the way, you know, I was in the school for Watch Me Work Day, and he says, he went on about, in a great way, about the impact that, you know, son feedback, but more importantly, he noticed all the little things that are going on in the school, like a desk here, you know, or by an elevator, or the way that, you know, just the intentional actions that are being taken by our leadership and our staff on a regular basis. That we come in the building, we do what we do, and we're out, right? But they're here every day. And it was really encouraging to hear this parent, this community leader, this economic development professional talk about the impact that he's seen here now in his first year, and how he's really excited that his child was able to get into the school and looking forward to the years to come. And that student is very young, by the way, so they'll be here for a while. And so that's very important. All right, good. Thank you, Courtney. We really appreciate the report out. I have one item of new business, just more as a point of information, and it was brought up in the governance report, and that's on November 22nd, will be the second DPAS training sponsored by the state. It's a brand new set of like evaluation rules, so there'll be more to come with you all that I'll be sharing with you all and through governance as well. Courtney, I've already attended one earlier this month. The second one on November 22nd, Megan and Courtney will attend. I figured it was appropriate being in the treasurer capacity, and obviously our head of school needs to be abreast of what the new eval standards are. But it came out as a course of discussion with governance as we look forward, again, more housekeeping matters that maybe it's a good idea to have someone from governance attend too. And so I'll be reaching out to our contact, Mr. Saylor, Department of Education, to Sarah Nagel to try to see if we can arrange for her to participate too. But just wanted you all to know more to come on that front around eval. All right. Any other new business of record? I didn't have anything on my record, but is there anything that... next meeting. Boom, love it. Angel. So next meeting is, as you know, Thanksgiving is the...
28th.
Thank you.
28th.
It's my birthday. Hey. Cheating over there, huh? Good. Right, so we won't have a meeting at the end of November, as we traditionally do. We'll bump that out to the first week in December. So that'll be December 5th. Thursday, December 5th, 6 p.m. Thursday, December 5th at 6 p.m. will be our next time to convene together for a full session board meeting. So please mark the calendars there.
That'll be the November-December meeting because then Christmas falls, right. Or excuse me, holidays fall.
That's right. So that meeting always serves as two in one. Okay. And I don't have any other new business items. Anyone else? And we don't have any executive session items either. So with that, I will take a motion to adjourn and move on our way.
So moved.
Megan Newberry with the motion. Thank you very much. You have a second.
A second.
The group. Seconds. Excellent. All those in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. Meeting adjourned.